Welcome to Real Estate Radio Live, an informative and engaging podcast discussing everything you need to know about the world of real estate. Your host, Joe Cacera, provides you with insight and guidance on how to buy, sell, finance, and invest in real estate. He also offers real estate tax management strategies, new construction advice, home improvement tips, and much, much more. And now, to guide you around the world of real estate, here's your host and Real Estate Radio Live team leader, Joe Cacera.
Welcome in, Joe Cacera with Real Estate Radio Live. Thank you again for those tuning in and watching us, listening to this show. We always appreciate it. Just before we get started, and I invite my guests in today, I just want to remind everyone, for more information on the show, you could always go to reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. We try to come to you, for those that are watching us live on the feed, we also try to come to you Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, right around 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. For those that try to follow the show, we'll try to stay on that schedule if we can. For almost 8 years now, the focus has been the same on this show since I started, and that is education information. We work really hard to have great guests like today I'll be introducing in just a moment, and content information to deliver to you, the consumer, to help you make wise decisions in and around your real estate, regardless of it's buying, selling, financing, constructing, all kinds of different areas. So we'll continue to do that as much as we can. If you need to reach me during the week, 408-838-9060, or you could always email joe@reradiolive.com. All right, let me invite my guests in today. Good to have Brandon Piccone and also Anthony Hoy with us, and they're with Merrill Lynch. Good to have you in, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure. We have a great topic today. We're going to talk about custom lending, and this is unique lending. Most of you know that we do financing, residential financing. But the gentlemen here are going to talk today about custom lending, which is a lot more unique and different within the investor strategy. So we're excited to have both these gentlemen here today to discuss that. Before we get started, if I could, you guys, if each of you could take a minute or so and just give us your background and then each of your current roles and responsibilities and your day-to-day activity with Merrill Lynch.
Sure. So my name is Brandon Piccone. I am a wealth management advisor with Merrill Lynch. My partner and I manage about $250 million in investable assets. Our average client has about $5 million invested with us. What we focus on is being the personal CFO for our clients. So we handle anything from banking to lending to investing and other estate planning type topics. But really, we want to be holistic, work with a select few families, and make sure that everything is taken care of.
Very good. Thanks, Brandon.
Thanks, Brandon.
Anthony? I'm Anthony Hoy. I work within Merrill Lynch. I assist financial advisors such as Brandon. I'm part of that lending arm where our group provides lending to high net worth individuals.
Very good. Welcome in again, you guys. So tell us a little bit about the custom lending. What is your typical client? What would they look like that might need these types of services?
Well, our typical client are high net worth individuals, typically have $5 million of investable assets. They have a Merrill Lynch advisory relationship, mm-hmm. or they are a prospect of Merrill Lynch, and we can start the process at that point as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. And this, too, just to be clear for our listeners, I always like to ask questions and interview and have dialogue as if consumers, we want to be careful that, a lot of people don't understand the custom lending. Most people might think it's just a standard mortgage. And so what I want to be really clear about is this is not a residential mortgage. This is really a relationship product and a customized lending they're talking about, that when you're with Merrill Lynch and they do some very unique things, it's all individual. It depends on each situation, right?
Yes, right. We personalize each credit solution to the individual. Evaluation begins with an evaluation of the personal recurring cash flow and or liquidity, and that's really our primary source of repayment outside of, for instance, if it's commercial real estate, outside of the income of a property.
Perfect. So what type of situations would this be, guys? What would this look like? Is it some examples?
Yeah, let me give you an example. So a client could come in and they're just looking for general liquidity.
Okay.
And my job is really to look at their balance sheet to see what kind of assets that they have. We can look at the entire scope of assets, both liquid and illiquid assets, mm-hmm. and we can lend against those. So the primary goal is first liquidity. Then the solution can be driven by the customer is looking to invest in a business investment. Mm-hmm. They could be looking to bridge a property purchase. They could be looking to get financing on assets that are illiquid, mm-hmm. such as fine art collection, yacht financing, hedge fund positions. So a number of assets we can look at the balance sheet up and down to see if there's any assets that have equity value that we can lend against.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I would guess, as I listen to you guys, this makes so much sense for wealth advisors like that. I mean, to be able to, as Brandon mentioned, we started the show, mm-hmm. to really help your clients no matter what when it comes to finances, right? I mean, in terms of those assets, you want to be able to do that as much as you can. And some of these people, not high net worth, I mean, they have unique requests,
right.
more than the average person would have,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. Obviously, our goal is to help them not disrupt their portfolios, to keep their monies invested in the strategies that our founder advisors come up with. So if we can help guide them into a product that releases some liquidity or and or equity, mm-hmm. Then that's what we'll do.
Right. Mm-hmm. And this could be across the board. You'd mentioned, Anthony, it could be someone that all of a sudden decides to buy a yacht, someone that decides they want to make an investment or mm-hmm. buy a commercial property, or maybe, mm-hmm. I mean, it could be a number of things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I mean,
it could be refurbishing a property.
Yeah.
They could be constructing a new property. They could be looking to cash out or even refinance an existing property as well.
Very good. Mm-hmm. I know we talked a little bit before we came on the show. You said that this is actually growing. In other words, the amount of clients that demand, I don't know if demand's the right word, but that are really seeking out this type of custom lending, you're seeing that grow.
Yeah, yeah. Typically what would happen is either, one, the client would just cash out of their investments.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, in a performing market, that's not something that they would like to do. Obviously, recently, the market has been performing.
Mm-hmm.
So the first question we always get or comment is, I didn't realize Merrill Lynch provided this solution. Right?
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Mm. Very good. Brandon, when you're meeting with a client for the first time, or maybe they're coming over and they're moving assets, or you're getting ready to start that relationship, are these the types of things that you'll cover with them as part of the benefits that are offered through Merrill Lynch? How does that work in that initial consultation?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we take a top-down approach. You know, we want to start with the estate planning, go through all their investments, their lending,
okay.
and really see, you know, what their liquidity need is. And first, you know, assess their goals as well,
right.
you know, whether it's to, you know, purchase another property, you know, succession planning, individuals that are tax conscious, things
mm-hmm.
like that. So, you know, taking all those things into consideration, we then bring Anthony into the conversation to see how we can create a custom strategy
right.
that fits each individual uniquely.
Right. Very good. They're your competitors. I mean, this is something you guys have to do because, you know, you have to keep up kind of the competitive environment, or is this something that's unique to Merrill Lynch and you guys are really accelerating your growth because you see the demand in it? What's your thought?
Well, I would say there are, obviously we do have competitors, but I would say there are only one or two that provide the lending on the broader way
okay.
of assets, right? So it is a little unique for the bank. And also, I would say clients typically do not want to move their assets or change.
Good point,
you know, so
yeah.
this is something that was actually welcomed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. very good. A great conversation. We're talking about customized lending. Before we kind of jump back in and move a little bit in a different direction, someone's interested in contacting you guys. Brandon, let's say they want to work with you or find out how to do that. Anthony, I know you guys are hand in hand, right? I mean, obviously, you have to have a relationship with Merrill Lynch first before you could talk about the customized
exactly,
lending.
Exactly. So
I can't come to you and
right.
say, hey, I need some of this customized
right.
lending. I got to start with Brandon first,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Okay. How would they reach you, Brandon, if someone was interested in contacting you or finding out more about working with you?
Sure. Our office is located in downtown San Jose. Anthony and I are both there. You can reach me on my office line at 408-283-3031, or you can send me an email at brandon.picone@ml.com.
Very good. What type of properties do these usually involve, you guys, in terms of this type of financing?
So we do anything from multifamily apartments to office buildings, farm, ranch, and timberland properties, retail
okay.
centers, industrial properties. I mean, a really wide range of different things.
Yeah. Along the same lines, but I'm always interested because I want to know, I always like to figure out the differentiating factors in companies and offers and value propositions. So tell me a little bit about, in your opinion, you guys both have been with Merrill Lynch for a while. What separates you guys? You know, in your opinion, obviously you've been there for a while. You've worked with a number of clients. In the Merrill Lynch, just the overall culture, the products, the service, the overall offer versus maybe what the market's out there.
Sure. So, you know, I think the fact that we have Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, and U.S. Trust, I think that we have one of the broadest platforms out there. Given the way that I think, you know, regulation is going, the industry is going, I think it's much more about being very holistic and being that personal CFO for your clients, you know, handling everything from A to Z. So, you know, working with very select families, part of that is, you know, having a very robust lending platform, which is, you know, the custom lending platform that we have.
Yeah, and I would add to that is it's customized also down to the individual. So you talk to Brandon, and then you'll talk to me, and that's it, right? So it's very user-friendly. The loans are done pretty quickly. And I can say that compared to our competitors, because we do everything in-house, you know, I think we're a lot faster than most people.
So. One of the things that I've noticed, I mean, I'm in the business of financing, but also real estate. There's shows on real estate. I've had numerous, you know, 1,200-1,300 interviews over the years. And one of the things that's very obvious to me, and I think most others, and affects your business, is real estate. So the reason I bring up real estate is because there's been fortune and so much wealth amassed in the last several decades, you guys, just in real estate, right? I mean, most of us, I think 20, 25 years ago, we would have thought a little bit different. And what's happening in the real estate now as we sit here today. So the reason I bring this up, doesn't this come into play with a lot of your planning these days more than it would have, say, 25, 30 years ago? Real estate. I mean,
Yeah. I would say, I mean, we have six or seven products. Our number one product is commercial real estate.
Okay.
By far.
Okay.
It's a lot of interest with our clients, both existing properties and also acquiring new properties.
And I think also, I mean, even on the security side as well, you know, there's been a lot of appreciation in the last couple of years. And so, you know, having those conversations about tax-efficient strategies and how to create non-taxable liquidity is very, very big for winning business.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that I hear a lot here in the Bay Area, you guys may run into this, is that people, you know, may have owned a property for 30, 40 years, and they find themselves, maybe they paid $100,000 for it 40 years ago, and now it's worth $3 million, and they own it free and clear. And all of a sudden, that sounds kind of attractive and cool in some ways, but in other ways, it's like, you know, there's a lot of thought that has to go into that. If you sell, tax consequences, what do you do with that? All kinds of different things. Brandon, are you running into more conversations like that with people over the last several years? Like, is that part of a big part of planning?
Yeah.
Real estate?
Yeah. I mean, we can't give tax advice. You have to talk to your CPA.
Right.
But again, you know, bringing in people like Anthony, you know, even individuals like yourself, you know, it's very much, you know, how do you create liquidity on those typically non-liquid assets?
Yeah. Anything else on real estate? Do you see anything changing, Anthony?
Obviously, there's more interest in fixing in a fixed rate loan rather than a variable rate loan. Obviously, to fix it for a longer term too, as well. So that's what I see as change. But also in the property types as well, right?
All right.
I would say most banks prefer either apartment financing rather, you know, as compared to office financing, right? But both still are, as we see here in the Bay Area, are both robust.
Very good.
I also see a lot of debt consolidation. I mean, that's a conversation that I'll have is that, you know, people work with a whole bunch of different banks and a whole bunch of different things.
Right.
And you know, part of that is bringing everything into one place and just having a streamlined process.
Very good.
That they actually can understand and track.
No, that makes a lot of sense. We're going to take a break here in just a minute. Before we do that, speaking of long-term fixed, how do you see, Anthony? I mean, we're not experts, but we live in this world every day. What do you see the interest rate environment you're thinking over the next, you know, 12 to 18 months? And number one, the first question. Second question, will that affect any of this business or real estate, you think, or some of the financing?
Well, obviously, you know, interest rates have a big impact on,
on
real estate. And as public knowledge is that the yield curve is flattening.
Yeah.
So we are seeing short-term interest rates increase.
Yeah.
But obviously, the Fed is directing that they do want to increase interest rates in the long term. So flattening and then also an increasing.
Yeah, very good.
And I think the expectation of increasing interest rates is maybe you know, pushing people to want to do those fixed consolidations.
Exactly.
Yeah, good point. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. This is Joe Kucher with Real Estate Radio Live, and we are talking about customized lending. And we're going to take a quick break. I'll be back with you in just a minute.
For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com.
Getting ready to buy or sell a home in 30, 60, or 90 days? Then check out BundleSelect.com to find out how you could save 20% or more on your entire transaction. Save on real estate, lending, and title. With BundleSelect.com, technology and a personal concierge are at your service to save you time and money. Bundle Select's hand-picked team of experts will compete for your business, so you'll save thousands of dollars by bundling all of these services. BundleSelect.com gives you all the control, including using your own realtor. I'm Joe Kucher with Real Estate Radio Live, and I have been on the radio educating consumers for years. By bundling services like real estate, lending, and title, you could save tens of thousands of dollars. Act now, and this new model could save you money on your move, lower your interest rate, or cover your closing costs. Visit BundleSelect.com. That's BundleSelect.com.
The estimated minimum savings are based on a comparison with a national average. Individual results may vary, and the estimated savings are not guaranteed. Bundle Select, Inc. is a licensed real estate broker. California Bureau of Real Estate Broker, license number 0046-6902.
Welcome back to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's topic or guests, just visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Again, your host for today's edition of Real Estate Radio Live, Joe Kucera.
Welcome back in. Joe Kucera with Real Estate Radio Live. Thank you again for tuning in. And as usual, we appreciate it very much. For more information, you could always go to reradiolive.com. We try to stay consistent again and do the show Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, for those that are watching the live feed. Obviously, we'd love to have you listen to the podcast. The way you do that, I want to remind everyone, best way is go to iTunes, just type in Real Estate Radio Live. You could go to our website, reradiolive.com, and you get the podcast there, Stitcher, you know, really anywhere, Google search, you're going to be able to find the podcast. I recommend download the podcast. That way, you could listen to the show at your convenience. That's the best way to do it. You go back, listen to past shows, and you're not going to want to listen or miss this show, right?
Right.
We don't want anybody to miss these shows. So download the podcast for sure. For more information, go to reradiolive.com. Today in studio, I have with me here Anthony Hoy and also Brandon Piccone, both with Merrill Lynch. We're talking about, what are we, customized lending, right? Is it custom or customized lending?
Custom.
Custom lending. Custom lending, not to be a mistake for, again, I just want to make sure I'm clear for those listening. Most of you might think of the traditional mortgage, conventional mortgage, 30-year fixed. You know, this isn't something entirely different. This is something that's relationship-driven. This is something when you're working with a firm like Merrill Lynch, they have a lot of products and services that are customized for you because you have that relationship with them. And I want to talk a little more about that, you guys, because that is a big deal. I know we touched on it early, but this relationship, to me, it's everything you do is around that relationship, right? Whether it's lending, the practice, bringing in advice. I'm assuming, Brandon, you have, if one of your clients need tax advice or legal advice, things like that, do you have relationships around working something like that together for the ultimate relationship for these groups?
Yeah. So on our end, on the banking side, you know, we have a small business banker in our office mm-hmm. that we can partner with. You know,
okay.
If you're a business owner, so we can take care of all of your banking needs. And, you know, and the fact that they're in the same office makes it really easy to, you know, sync those aspects up. You know, we have a trust specialist through U.S. Trust that allows us to utilize all of their services from an estate planning standpoint. Anthony Hoy's in our office. He works with the custom lending side. We pretty much do everything from A to Z. And, you know, it's just, you know, really about understanding your full scenario and being that one point of contact for you.
Yeah, very good. Anthony, terms on some of these loans, some of these structured, customized programs you have, I'm sure they're all different depending on the client, what you're looking for. But what types of terms would someone be looking at? Would they be similar to regular lending or completely different depending on what
it could be traditional.
Okay.
It could be traditional, both in, you know, as I said before, the variable or fixed rate interest rates, but the amortization schedules and the terms can mm-hmm. fluctuate as well. It really, really is customized to the individual and what their needs are. So if it's short term need, we can offer a bridge financing.
Okay.
If it's a long term need, depending on longer term assets, we can offer that as well, right? So everything is customized to the individual and also to what they're looking for in their objectives.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Does that include products typically, like if someone wanted an interest-only program or something like that? You guys offer those depending, again, on...
Depending on the individual uh-huh. and their balance sheet and also just the evaluation of their recurring cash flow and their liquidity, that could be something that's offered. So, again, each loan is not a one-size-fit-all,
mm-hmm.
and we really try to find exactly what the objective of the client is, right?
Right?
So if that's something that they need, obviously we would evaluate that.
Right, very good. Mm-hmm. One of the questions I love to ask, you know, financial advisors, planners, when you guys are in, is The dilemma, what's interesting, is always the percentage. You guys probably know this off the top of your head, but the percentage of people that are actually prepared for retirement or on track for retirement because of savings and investments, it's a small number. Is it less than 20%, maybe even? I hear all kinds of numbers across the board, but
I don't know the exact number, but it's pretty
substantial. It's low, right?
Yeah. Most people aren't even using their own 401k.
Right. So give us a little, if you would, educate us, the consumer, everyone. I mean, number one, I mean, it sounds obvious to some people, but I think we all need to keep hearing it, how important it is. Save early, save often, investment early. I mean, give us kind of overview, Brandon. I mean, you guys both are in the middle of this. You see the benefit. You guys work alongside of people that have really done a great job at, you know, diligently, deliberately saving, investing, and what that's meant to them and their family over the years and the years to come versus, I mean, we all see it too, people that, you know, may have worked really hard their entire life, but unfortunately, one reason or another, they didn't either invest or something happened, they didn't get a head start, they didn't think it was important. It's really important to get started early and often, huh?
So I grew up, my stepdad is a probate attorney, so I've seen sort of the flip side of the lack of planning. So that kind of led me in this direction, and I think, you know, ultimately you can't have too much planning.
Mm-hmm.
So it's never too early to start, you know, doing your estate planning, you know, getting all of your banking mm-hmm. in order, you know, starting your investing, doing your, you know, your 401k contributions, utilizing all of your benefits, you know, those types of things. You know, insurance, we also mm-hmm. do disability, life insurance,
right.
long-term care. You know, but really, you know, having all of those things set up so that you don't have to worry about anything, it really gives clients peace of mind.
Yeah, that's a good point. So would you guys advocate, what were maybe one of the two or three things you'd say, hey, listen, as early as you can, if you have a 401k, start it. Obviously, if a company's matching it, make sure you're matching. What were some of the things you'd say if someone's just getting started now? And I know a lot of people, too, the reality is they could be in their 30s, 40s, or 50s, and some people might think, well, you know, it's too late. But, you know, talk a little bit about that, too.
I think it's a lot easier if you start saving earlier on
sure.
because it compounds over time versus trying to be older and then mm-hmm. just try to cram everything away. So, you know, again, being diligent and consistent, mm-hmm. you know, starting much earlier makes a huge difference. I mean, you'd be surprised, you know, how much it adds up over time.
Yeah, no, it's a big benefit. You've seen this a lot, too. And then the benefits of that could mean so much more to a person in the way you handle your retirement. Children, grandchildren, a lot of people get to a certain point. They want to try to help in education and a lot of those different ways. So I guess my point is that, you know, you guys in this business, I always like to get kind of the overview and the feedback and the reinforcement, I guess, is what I'm looking for people out there listening to just do the best they can and start saving and investing as soon as possible.
Yeah, and I also think, you know, don't shy away from those uncomfortable conversations with your family you know, disability and then also incapacity
mm-hmm.
and death, you know, ultimately. I think that those are healthy conversations to have so that you have the plan in place before something happens and it's mm-hmm. too late.
Yeah. And I would add, Joe, and to Brandon, is uh-huh. that get an advisor. Right.
Oh, that's a good point.
That's the first step, right? Once you have the advisor, you can start to evaluate both size of the balance sheet, your
right.
assets, and also your liabilities, which a lot of people do not do, right? So once Brandon brings in a specialist, we are exactly that, specialist in each asset
right.
and also each liability
right.
that, you know, that you have. So it's just a huge benefit just to start the process and have an advisor.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm going to kind of piggyback on that, Anthony. For the people that say, you know, I really don't need an advisor. I could do it on my own, right? We hear that all the time. The day traders, and there's not a right or wrong. I'm not making any judgments at all. I'm just saying that I know the benefits of hiring the right person in all the different important areas. You guys see that. What would you say to, again, if someone was sitting here and the question they asked us in an audience, if they asked you guys, you know, what is the main difference why I'd want to hire an advisor, Brandon, versus trying to do it on my own?
Well, I mean, I always value professional advice mm-hmm. in most capacities. You know,
right.
same reason I hire people to do, you know, remodeling on my house. I wouldn't mm-hmm. try to do all those things myself. I think that there's something to be said for valuing a professional's advice.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah,
and then also just it's a team approach.
Right.
It's just not you. So, it, you know, obviously we're all busy people.
Mm-hmm.
So to have a team available to you that not only is someone else there, but is someone else there with an expertise.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say team and also expertise.
Right. Other companies, competition, I always like to ask you guys a little bit earlier. what, in your opinion, I know you answered a little bit, but separates Merrill Lynch from, I know some of you guys may have experience from other companies, but it's always good for the consumer to kind of get an idea, perspective, you know, why you guys value it so much and why you would say that what makes Merrill Lynch better or different than some of your competitors.
So, I mean, I think there's going to be a lot of similarities between a lot of the big banks, in all honesty. But again, I think it comes down to, you know, working with an advisor that you know and you trust mm-hmm. and you like, you know, so that you can have that one point of contact and be open about everything. And at the same time, you know, I find that there are few advisors out there who are actually utilizing all of the resources that their firms have to offer. And I really make a point to try to do that and cover everything from A to Z. And that takes time. It doesn't just happen. I think a lot of people think they can get everything in order pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And it's actually much more of a process. We'll bring clients on. We'll have a whole list of action items. We don't just give them everything at once because then they'll feel inundated and they'll hide. so, you know, I think it's, you know, starting with one piece at a time, yeah. you know, building that foundation right. and then, you know, making sure that you're utilizing and leveraging all of your assets in the best way possible.
Very good. One of the other things I love to ask guests, especially now with technology, you know, Bitcoin and blockchain and artificial intelligence, and we can go on and on. So much of it is overhyped at this point, in my opinion, but we'll see as time goes on. But the question to you guys directly, how is technology or is it changing your business, your life, your client's life in the way of managing assets, providing people the wealth advisory? Is technology changing your business at all on your side and the consumer side?
Yeah, I definitely think so. You know, again, though, we're going to be, you know, a little slower on the technology
right.
end because we're managing, you know, the net worth of
yes.
our clients. And so we have to be very careful in terms of cybersecurity mm-hmm. and things like that. But we do like to leverage all of the technology that is available on our platform. You know, our secure message center where we can communicate back mm-hmm. and forth through our online platform. You know, we can also grant third-party access to client CPAs and attorneys, you know,
okay.
read-only access
right.
so that, you know, it can facilitate easier conversations between those centers of influence that are important to the clients.
Very good. Anthony, on your side, do you
yeah,
see?
Yeah, it's for my side is, you know, as working for a bank is really security,
yeah.
right? So that's the main objective when we're using technology is to secure the information that we have and to keep confidentiality of all of our clients, you know, business that they do with the firm.
Yeah, and just to add on that, you know, mm-hmm. I think being at a large firm, we have all of those resources, especially on the cybersecurity end. You know, all those scares and things seem to be coming out in the news. You know, I have peace of mind knowing that my firm is taking care of our clients.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I think most of us would agree, you know, all the stuff that happened at Facebook recently. And I think there's an element of technology, let's face it, that's really great and we enjoy and enhances our life to a certain extent. But I think every once in a while we have this step back or, you know, this breath of like, oh, wait a minute.
Right.
You know, there's some privacy issues here. Mm-hmm. There's sensitive information, right? So a lot of these things we have to be very, very careful with.
Right.
For sure. Well, I have just a couple minutes left before we finish up today again. You guys, if someone's trying to reach you, Brandon, they want to contact you more and sit down for a consultation. Before you give the information out again, by the way, what is kind of the process if someone gives you a call or contacts you and said, hey, I'd love to come in and talk to you and find out, you know, more about what you do?
So we always do a complimentary consultation.
Okay.
That doesn't cost our prospects or clients anything. We just want to sit down, run through everything, you know, see where they're at and see if it's a good fit for both of us because it's not always a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to fully assess their overall, you know, financial situation, what their goals are, what they're trying to accomplish, and see, you know, if they actually, you know, value what we're trying to do for them.
Yeah, so for example, someone might come in and you would go through their portfolio and give them your opinions or kind of an overview or summary. How does that go? Is that kind of the way it works?
Yeah, so we usually don't like to give, you know, portfolio advice on the spot if they bring in their statements.
I prefer
to get them ahead of time so we can actually do an in-depth analysis.
That makes sense.
If they bring in their statements, that initial consultation, we'll have to schedule a follow-up meeting to actually do an investment analysis. But typically that first meeting is a discovery meeting where we try to cover everything from A to Z just to assess, you know, where they're at.
Very good. All right. And then the best way for them to reach you if they want to have a meeting with you would be what again? The phone, email? What's the best way to contact you?
Yeah, so our office is located in downtown San Jose. You can reach me on my office line at 408-283-3031, or you can send me an email at brandon.picone@ml.com.
Very good. And Anthony, I'm guessing that, you know, I don't mean to leave you out. I mean, you give your number too, but I'm guessing they have to work with Brandon before they work.
Yeah, that's right.
So you're here to support the efforts and vice versa, right?
Exactly. I'm here to support Brandon. And any time that Brandon needs me via an in-person meeting or even on the phone, I can always do that.
Well, I could tell you, as before we sign off too, the person who works with people for years in financing, you know, that services that you offer in these customized lending is important. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking about people with a lot of money, a lot of wealth, and they want that flexibility when things come up in life to be able to do that. And so I think the service that you guys offer is outstanding, and I think it's well needed, because more and more the numbers of people that are accumulating wealth, and the more they do that, I mean, they just need more services like you guys are offering. I mean, it is different in someone that's got a small amount of money, no real estate, versus someone that's accumulated a lot of wealth and real estate. I mean, they need advice and services like you guys are offering. Yeah, so, outstanding.
Well, thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
And I think the more that people have in terms of assets and overall financial scenario, the more they actually need help from professionals. Everything compounds. So if you have a lot of assets, you want to make sure they're compounding in the right direction.
Very good. Gentlemen, thanks for your time. It's been a great show, and thank you for the services you provide. Appreciate it
very
much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
This is Joe Kuchera with Real Estate Radio Live. Thanks again for tuning in. For more information, you could go to reradiolive.com. Thanks again. Take care.
You've been listening to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Discover more at reradiolive.com.